Lib is not getting the left primary launched up. Lib left primary is gonna go down. Let's see if Fat launches a quick assault to the node 4. Yep, they have Gasher is at the round 4, node 4. He's trying to get it up with flag shells. Now Nietzsche just managed to spawn there and tries to harass Gasher with a green shaft. Gasher just bounces all over the place. Punisher's there to help him with a Raptor. Raptor is gonna get Nietzsche killed, it seems. Okay, we're back online again after a short disconnection, thanks to my nice cable modding connection. I have to get credit for my ISP. So what did I miss? I also crashed from the UT server. Where are we? Fat is currently in control of three out of four nodes. Good shot from Fat, early control of the map. Let's just hope that now they only have to do is prevent Lib from getting any of the nodes up, because as soon as Lib gets one node up, they can take down both Fat primaries at once. Currently we have Fat, Punisher and Hardy fighting up for the ownership of the left primary of Lib. Lib gets a better of that one. Hardy starts to boost up the node, resistance isn't there at all. Meanwhile Fat loses all, but Fat primary is down, but they touch it and go for the other primaries. Hardy is trying to defend off the primary getting built. Meanwhile, one of the Fat Lib primary is already up, but they have Slimefaster and Punisher are nuking down the other primary. What an idiot! All the three Fat players leave without touching the primary. That was not a smart move at all. They should have just touched the node instead of just flying around. So, thanks to my disconnection, just giving a quick review. This is Privateer Shoutcasting, 3-on-3 Onslaught. It's a fucking Nations Cup in my ass. It's a Nations Cup, even though it's a fight worthy of being a Nations Cup. This is 3-on-3 Onslaught, hosted cup. Bronze medal match, Fat versus Lib, round 6 in the Conclave Canyon. Currently it's 4-1 lead for Lib. And we're currently at the Lib end of the map. Fat is currently in control of the map. So far, currently Lib looks like they have a chance of getting one of the primaries back up. Nietzsche is trying to boost it up, Gasher is there to prevent it. They're on the opposite sides of the pillars. Who's gonna take the initiative? Nietzsche takes the initiative, shoots an Averil. Meanwhile, Gasher goes around the pillar, fires a Raptor Plasma, and gets rid of Nietzsche. Now Fat takes control of the primary. Meanwhile, Lib primary is already up. Lib is trying to hammer down the other primary of Fat. It's already 50% health, but Fat is getting the primary down a bit sooner, I would say. So they say, get it down. Yay, Fat gets rid of the Lib primary once again, with fumes left in the other primary of Fat. Lucky job there, and, well, not really a lucky shot, because even though that node didn't have much health, the other node is in full health. So, Lib with no primary nodes up whatsoever, no nodes at all, and Fat in control of 3 out of 4 nodes. Now Fat finally manages to get up one of the Lib primary nodes. Let's see if they're gonna have some kind of defense over there. Nope, he's not gonna have a defense. We have Raptor and Amanta pounding at one of the primaries. Punisher, go for the core! That's why the Raptor is 4! Go for the core, I'm a poet! Give me a break. Punisher did not go for the core and let's leave to get the primary back for free. Freddy is there with the shock combos, getting the primary back down. Number 4 is gonna go down. Conclave Canyon, this is what Conclave Canyon is all about. One primary back up and a full combat close to happening. Just totally confuses the opposite team, even though how much in control they might be. Unlucky Gasher gets stuck in the pillars there with a Manta, has to exit the Manta with 2 health points. Easy shot for Hardy to get rid of him with a Raptor. Nietzsche and Hardy are doing two guys linking, trying to get up back the left primary, but it looks like it's gonna go up. Yep, it's gonna go up. Both Fat primaries are back to full health, so not really in a chance of, not really in a hurry. Gasher is doing a rocket launch, rocket attack in the primary. Beautiful twin beam shot by Slimefaster saves Gasher's ass, but right before he was about to get knocked down by Raptor, Slimefaster just backs him up by shooting the Raptor out of the sky. Gasher's ass is still very sore from the wreckage, but he's still alive with 19 health. Gasher neutralizes the left primary. Now we have Lib tank coming from the core. Guy on foot coming from the core, Hardy on foot. Let's see how's that gonna go. He misses an easy combo there, nice for a shock primary shot, get rid of Gasher. Node number 2, so left primary going back up for Lib. So far, no Fat players over there. The other primary is staying pretty much neutral. tank guarding up the left primary of Lieb, Fett getting rid of it with the Raptor. Meanwhile, Gasher flies around with the Manta from the backside. Meanwhile, base turret tries to get rid of Gasher with the Manta, not succeeding. Gasher has still 50% health in the Manta. Nice job from Gasher, keeping the node neutral, still keeping the node neutral, and he's facing against Manta. Beautiful aerial shot from Gasher, gets rid of Nietzsche with it down the slope, down the ridge of the mountain hill, and that was beautiful. Steals a tank, gets rid of the... steals a tank and neutralizes the node with a nice tank shell. Didn't manage to exit the vehicle, though, and it gets kind of a suicidal run with the tank, and dies right after neutralizing the... what the hell? Fat manages to do a law. Fat managed to touch the enemy core, but so far from my screen it shows 100 health left for both cores. Okay, now it's draining. It was such a short hit that it didn't manage to do any damage. So Fat takes the initial lead in this round. Leap core down to 99 health, whereas Fat has full 100 health left in their core. So, very, very open case here. Fat currently building up both Leap primers, so Leap is in is currently in trouble here. They need to get one of the nodes up and get a full comeback here using one primary node. Currently, Fat is doing excellent job of neutralizing every single counterattack that Leap is trying to do. Meanwhile, node 4 is up. Ladies and gentlemen, Leap primary is up for Fat team. Fat team will surely launch a quick assault in the core. We have two Fat Mantas going all over the Leap core. Leap core is now to 80, 75, 70. This is going down very, very, very fast. Keep shooting, guys. Keep shooting. It's down to 55. It's down to 50, 45, 46 health left in the core, where finally Leap manages to neutralize their own node with a tank and the two shock combos. Now we have a tank guarding up the node 4 and Hardy boosting up the node 4. It's gonna looks like Leap is gonna get that node up. No, it's not gonna go up. Don't get rid of the Manta, you idiot. Manta is not supposed to drive there with heavy firing going on with a tank. Freddy stands on top of the bridge after losing a tank, gets rid of Slim faster with a nice aerial shot. Punisher tries to keep the Leap right primary from getting up. It's in the end of the canyon. Now we have two Leap guys boosting up the right primary. The right primary is up. Leap is trying to do a quick assault to the right primary of Fat. Sorry, the left primary of Fat. The primary is currently in pretty good health. All Fat has to do is drop the one node that is fully up, and situation is neutralized. Fat loses the other primary. Fat still has one primary full up. Now Leap should try to just put everything they got on the one single node left standing. Nope, the node is neutralized again. It's very close. Leap is gonna get the other node back up. Now Fat is in a bit of a trouble here. Nope, it's not Punisher. It's rather there to prevent it from happening. If Punisher is dead, that node is up. If Punisher goes down now, that node is gonna go up for Leap, and Leap has a chance for a comeback. Beautiful job by Punisher. Survives against three players. Now finally, Leap has a chance for getting up. Leap is gonna get the left primary back up. Nope, it's not gonna get it back up because Gasher is there again in the very last second to save the node from getting the beacon on top of it. Excellent job so far from Fat. Let's just have a quick look at the kill death ratios. Gasher 10 to 13, Slimfester 10 to 10, Nietzsche 9 to 11, Punisher 10 to 15, Hardy only one with a positive 14-11. So pretty much negative kill death ratio for everyone, much due to the fact that people have suicided pretty much, thanks to the fact that if you have 10 health points and you get a node fully boosted, you just automatically suicide and teleport to the same node in order to get the full health. So smart tactical move there. The kill death ratio will suffer that, but who the hell cares? So currently heavy fighting going on in the Leap right primary. Gasher up against Freddy, shocks, grenades, spider mines, rockets, flax, all sorts of shit flying around. Nobody hitting anything. Gasher with long distance flak shell, finally a lightning gunshot by Gasher gets rid of Freddy, and Gasher has control of the right primary of Leap. He's facing a Nietzsche's Raptor. No, he's not facing Nietzsche's Raptor because Nietzsche is going with the Raptor against... he's going against left Fat primary only to face twin beam shot by Slimfaster. Even though Slimfaster has like a 60 ping, he's unbelievable with the twin beams. Now we have Freddy pounding up the shock comboing the Fat other primary node. Fat is going to lose the other primary, but still they have one primary fully up and full health. And they have twin beams, Slimfaster with the twin beams guarding it, so let's see, there's the Raptor. Oh, Slimfaster just misses the Raptor, now Slimfaster is in sort of a trouble, he's comes back up with a Gasher, Slimfaster misses another twin beam shot. Finally manages to hit the guy. Hardy is there with a minigun with a 17 health, Slimfaster defends just enough amount of time for Fat to get shield on top of their own primary. Now Punisher is there to build up the left primary. Could this be the chance to get more attack on the core? Nope, the overtime is already commencing, so all Fat has to do is just block Lieb from getting the notes back up, and this is over for Fat this time. Excellent run for Fat so far. Fat has 81 health left in the core. Overtime is already running. 20 health left in the Lieb core, so if Lieb doesn't get the majority of the notes, this is over for Fat. In fact, it looks like the timer has run out for Lieb. They don't have enough time to get down all the notes. So congratulations, Fat. This is another point for them. It's going to be 4-2. And if the old pattern of the game goes on, the next round will be Conclave Canyon again. It strongly looks like it. Yep, now Fat has two primers up and Lieb only has one node up, so GG, it's 1 point back for Fat team. It's going to be 4-2 when moving to round number 7. How close can it get? How exciting can it be? It can happen only in Onslaught. Ladies and gentlemen, stay tuned as this round is over. Fat manages to steal the Conclave Canyon victory from Lieb. GG. Damn, I'm about to piss myself. This match is just way too exciting. Yeah, neat. Totally synchronized shoutcasting thanks to the fact that my connection just stalled. I have to give my ISP a big thanks. Hey, thanks for crashing my ISP. Now my shoutcasting is synchronized. Yay! So, back to the action. They're gonna, just as I predicted, they're gonna restart Conclave Canyon. This match was pretty much as equal as it can get. Both teams' top scorer getting 89 points. Second scorer getting 70 and 69, and the bottom scorer getting 63, so it's pretty much as equal as it can get. So, again, everyone who joined late in the shoutcast, welcome. This is Privateer shoutcasting 3-on-3 Onslaught Cup bronze medal match, Fat versus Lieb. We're starting round number 7. Currently score is 4-2 for Lieb, but Fat managed to win the last map, so this is far from over. Let's see how this is gonna turn out this time. Lineup for Fat is Gasher, Slimfaster, Punisher. And Lieb are gonna use Hardy, Freddy and Nietzsche, so still the same trio for Team Lieb. Let's see who's gonna pick what color. Currently we have totally mixed teams here, just waiting for the people to decide the colors. Personally, I would pick the red color if I were the guy to decide, since the red team gives much better view to the enemy left primary node. You can shoot it way from the back, from the top of the hill or from the middle bridge or whatever. You can see it from a mile away compared to the other node or the other team. So, as I've stated a couple of times, let me just repeat it. Whoever gets the bronze medal in this cup will also win 100 euros for his clan. So, whether it will be Fat or whether it will be Lieb, it's well earned 100 euros for either team. And the one team that has the that is regret to receive the fourth spot in the cup will receive yet 75 euros for still cash available for very good games. And yep, Lenny, you're absolutely right. This is the first ever Onslaught Cup with money involved. Just shows you how how nice Onslaught scene can get. I mean, CTF assault, blah blah blah. They never ever had, as far as I know, never. The clan base have never had a cup with money involved, like personal money. I mean, Eurocup duels have been the pretty much the only money involved cup that I've seen, excluding UT99 CTF scheme, which has money involved in the Eurocups. So good notice there, Lenny. Thumbs up. And Fat decides to pick the blue side, and we're underway. Round number 7 of the bronze medal game. Fat versus Lieb, 3-on-3 Onslaught Cup. Bronze medal game going on. Dominator heads early, heading for the red primary alone, whereas Lieb is doing an early charge for Fat left primary node, and Fat is doing the same against Lieb. Let's see who's gonna beat the victorious in this one. Who's gonna pick the first blood? Will be Punisher or come on, Punisher, get him. Again, Fat doing excellent job. Fat gaining the initial advantage. The node is not yet up for Lieb, but it's way up for Fat. Good job from Fat team. Dominator getting the only node up for Lieb. Dominator is pounding it down. They're easily gonna get it down. Yep. Only 55 seconds in the game clock, and ladies and gentlemen, Fat has all the nodes down, at least. Currently Lieb is trying to get the left primary back, but the right primary is going up already for Fat team. This is very, very, pretty much I would say perfect first minute assault from Fat team. 55 seconds in the clock and all the nodes for Fat team. Number one node, so the left primary node of Lieb is still under construction for Lieb, but Fat is doing a long distance spamming to get the node up. Nope, Hardy uses an air-to-air missile, gets Punisher's Manta out, and Hardy has a chance to boost it all the way up. Hardy picks up the Hunter Shield. Let's see what he's gonna do now. Hardy picks up the Raptor. No, he just stays and boosts. Lieb is gonna get the node up. No, it's not gonna go up. No, it's not gonna go up, because Punisher is there in the very last second with the Raptor to harass it. Come on, guys, get the fuck out of here! Give me some kind of order here. So, still Punisher doing an excellent job. Now, finally, Hardy gets an air-to-air missile to Punisher. Finally, the harassment of the node 1 is up, down, and Nietzsche gets the node up. The Lieb gets one of the primaries back. Lieb has one node up, which can cause the loss of both primary nodes for Fat. But it's unlikely to happen, because Fat is using two vehicle assaults to the left primary, the only primary left standing for Lieb. The primary is down, and as soon as I said that, Fat has the other primary up for Fat, so Fat launches the attack to the core. Fat has an attack on the core, no turret shooting, a tank shooting all over the place. 25 health already taken over from the core. Still heavy pounding going on. Finally, the core gets shielded, while 35 damage done to the core. Good first initial assault from Fat. Only less than 3 minutes in the game clock, and already the Lieb core is down to 65 health. Beautiful teamwork from Fat team in this round. Now Lieb has both nodes under construction for them. One node gets up, one node is neutral. One node is coming up for Fat team this time. No, it's not going to go up for because Hardy with 8 health points gets rid of both Fat players. Meanwhile, Fat first primary is under threat. Nietzsche gets down the left primary of Fat. Fat only has one primary node standing. They have to get the other primary node back down. Punisher again, the last second save from getting back up. Clears the day, save the day for Fat for now. Leave Hardy still with 8 health points left. Hardy has 4 kills with 8 health points. Respectable performance there. Finally, Gasher gets a Manta Plasma, gets rid of Hardy there around the node, and the node goes down. So Lieb has the left primary of Fat under construction for them, but Fat has both Lieb primaries under construction, so Lieb has a single isolated node going up for them, but it's not going to help any. Not going to do any good if they can't get any primaries up. Gasher and Freddy again going on against each other in the canyon. Punisher comes to back him up. Beautiful. Manta run over, clips off Freddy's head. Meanwhile, Nietzsche comes back and Punisher. Nietzsche gets a double kill. Gasher responds and multi-kill from Nietzsche. Nice shock primary shelf there. Nietzsche clears out the node alone against twice Gasher and one times Punisher. Beautiful work by Nietzsche. Nietzsche alone in the corner, in the back canyon end, trying to get back the lead primary node. No, not going to go up, at least not for now, because Dominator is there with a Manta. Nietzsche trying to use shock primary, tries to use rockets. He's not having Averill, so it's not going to tough luck to get Manta away around the node. Dominator is forced to step out of the Manta. Now Dominator is on foot. Node is still going up for a lead. Let's see what Dominator is able to do here. Dominator is down. Nietzsche is on a killing spree, ladies and gentlemen. Nietzsche is getting get the node up all alone against three fat players. Nietzsche gets the node up while both fat primaries are under attack. Freddy attacks with the left primary with Nietzsche, and the right primary is being attacked by... Nope. Right primary is safe because Gasher is there with the twin beams. Come on, Fat, go for the left primary, go for the right primary. The right primary is almost down. No, there's a Hellbender spamming all over the place. Get out of the Hellbender, guys. Leap still manages to keep the primary alive, whereas Punisher tries to get the Manta. Nope. Nietzsche with, again, beautiful defense with an Averill. Meanwhile, Fat manages to build up left primary. Fat has a chance to go for the core. No, not going to happen because they have a Manta and a tank pounding the core back. The no primary note back down. Hardy is there with the left primary. He has a tank to cover himself. Meanwhile, Freddy is launching assault. The Fat primary, lots of action going on here. One of the primaries going up for both teams. So both teams constantly have a chance to proceed to the enemy primaries. Again, Leap manages to get one of the nodes up, and immediately both Fat primaries are under a heavy attack. Let's see if Fat gonna be able to defend this time. Nice combo for a nice Skymine combo from Gasher. Two wrecked vehicles right beside it. Leap guy tries to steal one of the vehicles. Beautifully aimed Skymine combo ball takes the vehicle out, and the vehicle wreckage destroys the Leap player. So. Good clearance by Gasher. Hardy steps in the tank, tries to defend some, but not gonna help defending a node against Raptor with a tank. So currently no nodes up for Leap, two nodes under construction for Leap, only one node up for Fat. So if Leap manages to boost up this node, which seems obvious, yep, the node is up. Freddy manages to boost up the node completely, and only one primary up for Team Fat, so this could be a chance of a comeback for Leap team. Let's see if that's the case. We have two vehicles pounding the primary node. Dominator is doing the best he can all alone. None of it. Good job from Leap. Leap finally manages to destroy both Fat primary nodes, so now Fat is the underdog in here. Now we have three Leap players trying to get trying to harass. Oh, nice run, nice Raptor crush by Gasher. Just drives between three pillars and takes. That's how to see who it was. Runs over Nietzsche and Raptor through three pillars. Beautifully aimed Manta run over. Since I totally suck ass in Raptor, I must be the Europe's worst Raptor player in history. I have to say that was a beautiful performance by Trekker. Gasher. Currently Dominator is trying to boost out the Fat left primary back for Fat. It's almost up. If he would have boosted instead of changing shock rifles, that would have happened. Yep, now it's gonna happen. Now Fat has a primary back up, and he managed to steal the Leap Raptor. He's gonna boost it to full health, so Fat has the advantage of using the Leap Raptor against Leap. Currently Fat has both primaries up. Right primary of Fat is under heavy attack. Meanwhile, both of the Leap primaries are under even heavier attack, and Dominator is gonna clear up the other node, whereas the other node is already down. Yep, Leap again loses both of the primaries, while Fat has only one primary standing. This is unbelievably fast pace, ladies and gentlemen. round 7 of the 3-on-3 Onslaught Cup bronze medal game, and this is pretty much as fast as it can be and intense. All of the time, one of the players has one of the clans has one primary standing up, and all the time the one team is also attacking and defending. Awesome job from both teams. Meanwhile, Fat manages to boost up the red primary node of Lieb, so Fat could have a chance of shooting the core, but they only have a couple of seconds to do that. They do that, and they get the more nine extra health away from the core. So the core of Lieb is down to 56 health, whereas Fat core is still full health in 100. Both Lieb primaries under construction for Lieb. Heavy fighting going on around both nodes. Scorpion and Manta against Punisher's Manta. Punisher exits the Manta too late. The vehicle explosion takes out Punisher. Hardy and Freddy are gonna boost up the left primary up for a Lieb, and Lieb is gonna have yet another shot of attacking the primaries. Freddy with a beautifully aimed Averill takes out Gasher. Then we have Punisher up against Averill's. Get out of the Manta, Punisher, before you get killed again. Take the 100 shield. There you go. Dodge the Freddy's Manta. Yay. And we have Raptor to save the day. Raptor clears out the primary. Yep. And the Raptor of Dominator is after Nietzsche's Tang. The Nietzsche's Tang is most likely gonna go down, unless Dominator is a total idiot. Even I can do that with a Raptor. Yep, tank is down, but Nietzsche exits the tank and takes a lightning gun shot, and Dominator's Raptor goes down. Again, Lieb has two guys boosting up the left primary. So currently, Fat has both primaries standing up in round 7 of the bronze medal game. We're currently in Conclave Canyon, 40 seconds before overtime starts, and currently Fat is in control of the round. Fat has both primaries standing, and Lieb doesn't have any nodes up. Both Lieb primaries are under construction, but they're not up yet. As I said that, Lieb gets up the left gets the left primary back up. They have a chance of neutralizing the primaries of Team Fat once more. Now Fat should be just careful. Fat should play passively, just try to freeze the situation and not letting the nodes go up for Lieb, and they have this one in packed. One of the Fat primaries goes down. Now Fat should just try to focus on the node. Yep, Fat clears out the Lieb nodes again. So Lieb core is down to 52, Fat core down to 96, and the Fat has yet another chance to go for the core. They do that. Gasher is shooting long distance Raptor shells. Raptor shots to the core, and the Lieb core is down to 41, whereas Fat core is in 93, so Fat is gonna take this one if there's no major flaws happening within the next 2 minutes, like in Spiffengrad. Excellent fighting going on. Punisher and Dominator clear of the Nietzsche resistance in the in one of the Lieb primaries. Lieb primary is going to go up for Fat, so Fat has yet another chance to go for the core. Go for the core with a Manta. Don't leave it there and get killed, Punisher. Ah! What a stupid move. They should have had. They would have had the node up, and Punisher could have head for the core immediately. Instead, he decided to go there with a suicide run towards the node. Not smart move there at all. Dominator, meanwhile, Fat has the Lieb left primary up. Dominator is defending the node. Nice suicidal defense by Dominator. Clears out the node with a suicidal attack against the Manta. And this round is over, ladies and gentlemen. Not yet totally over, but it's over officially, unofficially, because Lieb core is down to 7 health, whereas Fat core has 80 health. And final assault from Team Fat with one Raptor and one Manta, and this core goes down 4-3 for Lieb team. Fat manages to win 2 rounds in a row. How exciting can it freaking be? So, round 8 going on, round 8 coming up, which is Crossfire, and that has been the flagship of Team Fat from what I remember, so will be fun to see. If Fat manages to win this map, it will be a decider map, which will be selected with a dropout system. So currently we're waiting for Conclave, Crossfire to start, which is the final round without deciders. So currently it's 4-3 for Lieb. So if Lieb manages to win the next Crossfire, it will be a victory for Lieb. If Team Fat wins the next round, it will be a draw, and it will be decided with a decider map. So I'm just gonna have a quick breath and get back to you in a sec. So we're back online for the final basic round, round 8 of the bronze medal game of the 3-on-3 Onslaught Cup. This is Privateer getting absolutely lunatic in here, shoutcasting you all of the action in the game. And luckily, as my ISP crashed, I got a word from UTV that my shoutcast and the UTV comes with total synchronization. So, if you're up for some synchronized shoutcast and UTV at the same time, just join ut2k4.ons in QuakeNet and get the UTV IP. So you get a double action. So, current situation, we've had 2 times Reven, we've had 2 times Arctic Stronghold. We played Spiffingrad, we played Conclave Canyon twice. Both Revens were won by Lieb team. They took an early 2-0 lead. Then we had Arctic Stronghold. Fat came back 2-1. Then Arctic Stronghold number 2. Lieb got Lieb increased their lead 3-1. Then it became Spiffingrad. It was a very close. It looked like Fat is gonna take that, but Lieb took it again. And Lieb got a 4-1 lead. It looked like over for Fat team, but no. Last 2 rounds of Conclave Canyon, both won by Fat. Total ownage of Conclave, and this is 4-3, with final round remaining. Okay, sorry, it's not totally synchronized. It's I get a reading. It's like 10 seconds behind. So, still better than 30 seconds. So, we're waiting for the 8th round to start. Gasher, Slim, Faster, Trekker for Fat team, Nietzsche, Freddy, and Hari for Leap team, and we're underway. Leap team with a blue team, Leap in a blue color, and Fat in red color. Both teams trying to send a spam to the primary. Trekker just misruns Hardy, as Hardy is boosting the node. Yeah, good job from Trekker avoiding any A-rolls there, so trying to getting a bit of a harassment to the primary, but not being able to stop the boosting of the Lieb primary. Now let's see if Lieb is going to the Lieb is going to the corner for initial corner advantage. Trekker is obviously going to clear the node against Freddy with a shock. Freddy has a shock beam with 2 health points left. Yep, beautiful clearance by Trekker. Trekker gets hit by a shock combo or shock primary, I don't know who it was, but Trekker kills the leap guy around the corner, and Trekker steals the Manta, so Trekker is gonna get the leap corner down. Leap is in trouble already. Fat has the corner down, just as the normal Fat tactic has been in Crossfire. Meanwhile, the center node is gonna go up for Leap. It's a Leap center node is 50%. Hardy with an April. Ah, beautiful blockage. Manta plasma shots the April right down, not again letting the April to harass. Interfere with the Manta run path. Slimfaster is using his long distance flag shells with 26 health, trying to neutralize the center node, not having none of it, and Leap has a chance for boosting up the center. Nope, not having chance to boost up the center because it's gonna be cleared by Gasher. Meanwhile, Leap has managed to boost the corner back up, and it's gonna. They have what Nietzsche is shooting down the Fat corner already. Fat corner goes down very fast. We have Leap, Manta, Raptor, and an infantry guy shooting the Fat corner, and Fat corner is down. Meanwhile, the center is neutral. Lots of fighting going on. Slimfaster goes to the corner to get the node back. Actually, there's all of Fat team is in the corner trying to get the node back. Trekker goes down with air-to-air missile from Hardy. Hardy is trying to long distance cover the Fat corner, not letting it go, not letting it get started. Slimfaster finally gets down after three guys attacking it, and Leap is gonna get the center node boosted up. They're gonna get the Paladin. They're gonna have a quick shot at the Fat primary, and the Fat primary is definitely down. They have all the three players spamming the node, and the Leap takes down the Fat primary. Despite Fat did took a very early control of the Leap corner node. But as we have witnessed tons of times, thanks to some nice editing from Ruination, Crossfire 3-on-3 V2 map is so hard to maintain control because you're having so little amount of fast vehicles that I would expect to see some kind of a lots and lots of attempts of a comeback from Fat Team. Beautiful April from Trekker gets rid of Freddy with a flying around with a Manta. Fat Team clears up the primary. Nope, not totally clearing the primary because Hardy is there with the Raptor to keep the node neutral at least. He's not gonna go and try to kill anybody, but he's just waiting for the backup to appear. Just getting behind the mountain, ducks underneath the Abrils, gets rid of the Fat tank. Nice work there by Hardy with the Abril, all alone around against three players, and he neutralizes the node, takes rid of the tank, and almost gets rid of the players. Not quite succeeding with the players, but still manages to win lots and lots of time. Like he's up against three players, and he's already taken out Trekker. Let's just wait for... Now finally Nietzsche goes down after Gasher clips off his head. Now Trekker and Gasher are boosting up the node with two guys. Nope, not succeeding because the Manta is there to spam once again. So Leap is doing excellent job from keeping one player alive near the node, just enough amount of time for the backup to appear. So they notice they're not in any rush of approaching the node. Will be fun to see how Fat is gonna get out of this one. Nice performance from Fat in the last two rounds, and a nice first minute of Crossfire for Fat Team, but after that they just lost it in the middle. Now Gasher comes with a ramming with a charging heavily with a tank and manages to clear up the primary with the tank. Now he's up against Hardy's Raptor, one guy, Trekker is boosting up the primary, Gasher is guarding with a tank, and we have Slimfaster shooting shock primaries to the Raptor. So the Raptor is most likely gonna go down. No, it's not gonna go down because Hardy exits on top of the building. Beautiful work by Hardy, excellent work, a nice knowledge of the map. Just goes on top of the building. Gasher with a beautiful, very nice and effective tank guard. Gets rid of the guy on the roof. Now he's up against the Manta. Another good Gasher's tank shell gets rid of Freddy's Manta. Now they are gonna get the primary up if they're gonna get the spam guy. Change the minigun, you idiot. Just shoot the guy down with a minigun. Fat guy is... No, he's not gonna get the node up because Hardy is there with the Raptor. Now it's chance, but nope. Last second rocket spam to just prevent the node from getting up. Come on! The node is on full health for fuck's sake. It only needs 0.5 of a second more time and it would have been up, but no. And if it would have been up, it would have been a totally different situation. So, finally, all three lead players are trying to gather up around the node. They are getting the node down, but just as soon as they got the node down, there's only one player left, so the player is gonna try to gather up some health and some shields and blah blah blah. Nietzsche with the nice Raptor plasma shots, or lucky Raptor plasma shots, gets rid of let's see what that was. Slimfaster exits the Manta, and he hits Nietzsche's Raptor plasma. Gasher only one alive at the primary, trying to win some time here. Gasher again, still with 47 health, up against two leap guys on foot. Meanwhile, Nietzsche, after triggers tank with a Raptor. I wonder why Slimfaster is not shooting shock rifle. Okay, now he's shooting shock primaries. Slimfaster gets down the Raptor, but there's already a Manta coming. Let me just... Stupid airplanes, all of it. Just 24/7 airplanes just charging past my window. God damn it. Okay, back to the action. And meanwhile, Fat finally manages to boost up the primary all the way up. Now we have Slim Trekker against three players. Oh my god, if this gonna happen, Trekker is a god. Nope, Freddy, Hardy and Nietzsche are all the three players are shooting up the primary node, and oh my goodness, what a misfortune by Fat Team. Both of the linking nodes, the corner node and the center node, were like one combo away from being neutralized, where Fat loses the control, and immediately Fat is in the danger of losing the primary control to Leap Team. Leap Team has two guys linking up the primary. The primary is almost up, well, not quite up. Gasher does a pretty good job from keeping the node with 100%, but not with a beacon. Slimfaster clears up the node. Tank not doing any damage to the core. That's funny. Third straight shot to the core, to the primary, and no damage with the tank shell. Nice buck from Onslaught. Slimfaster and Gasher starting to boost up the primary again. There's a Raptor, a damaged Raptor, and a Manta incoming. Tracker, get rid of the Manta. Let the guy get rid of the Raptor. Nice work. Tracker gets rid of the one Manta. Gets rid of the second Manta. Now he's up against one guy anymore. Freddy gets his Manta. Gasher is there with the shock beams. The node is gonna go up for Fat. Yep, the node is up for Fat. Slimfaster is there to harass the only guy. Yep, leap guy. The only leap guy around the node is dead. Gasher takes the Raptor. Gasher takes the Raptor. Slimfaster takes the Manta. Slimfaster rams into the Averill of Freddy in the center node. Meanwhile, heavy attack going on in the primary. Trekker is doing a good job at defending the primary. Meanwhile, the corner is gonna go back for Fat. Gasher is gonna neutralize the primary. The corner node. Gasher, what an idiot! Neutralize the node for fuck's sake. What an idiot! The node is one shot away from being destroyed, and Gasher leaves it alone. What an idiot! That might cause them to lose the primary. Well, not quite, because Trekker is still doing an excellent job in defending. Gasher's trying to charge up. It's up against Hardy. Hardy with the link gun, lightning gun, tries to get rid of Gasher's Raptor. I have to say, if that's gonna be the case of Fat losing the primary, that was the most stupid thing of Gasher has done ever. Finally, Fat manages to clear out the both primary nodes. Fat gets the primary up, they get the center down, they get the corner down. So now the corner is neutral, center is being built up by Leap, but being heavily harassed by Fat. In my opinion, what's Fat should... They have 1 minute 50 seconds left. Both cores are in 100 health, so what they should do is just go fast through one node setup and just go for the core, go for the primary. It's going to be interesting to see who's going to be the who's going to come out of this one. Fat Team naturally with way more points than Leap Team, since they've been the one boosting up primary nodes. Uh, The corner node being built by Gasher, but Gasher goes to the center. The center needs help. Hardy is there to immediately get down the fat corner node. Gasher touches the center node and immediately goes to the own corner. Yep, corner is safe, and meanwhile, Lieb is going for the center. No control whatsoever from both teams. Beautiful air-to-air missile from Trekker gets out the Manta of Nietzsche. Now Nietzsche dies with the own Manta wreckage. Beautifully executed attack by Gasher. Just lets Nietzsche being killed by his own Manta wreckage. Just buys some time for Fat Team. Fat Corner currently still going up, but it's it's not having a beacon. Nope. Manta dogfighting going on around the corner again. Freddy against let's see who it was. Freddy against Slimfaster. Slimfaster sort of winning the fight because Slimfaster is free to go to the corner. Gasher doing a good job of avoiding A-rolls in the center. Gasher takes out Nietzsche with a Manta plasma shot, with one Leap losing one of the Mantas. Gasher is seriously on fire here. He takes out one guy in the Manta with the Manta plasma shot. Then he takes out one Manta with a shock primary shot. Overtime is starting in 2 seconds. Gasher and Slimfaster with two guys linking the center node. Heavy Assad. They should just keep on pressuring the center node and just doing whatever it takes to get the center up. The corner is almost up, but not quite. And now it's going to go down fast because there's a Manta shooting it. Very good job of a comeback, attempt of a comeback from Fat. Now finally Gasher is dead in the center. Nietzsche takes him up with a shock primary shot. Very, very intense match going on. Raptor, Hardy picks up the Raptor from the core primary. We have Freddy and the Manta spamming the center. No, Libis does not get letting the center go up. Meanwhile, good fighting going on in the fat corner. Trekker almost getting Hardy killed with the lightning gun shot. Trekker exits the Raptor with them almost getting killed. Trekker up against Lieb, Freddy and Hardy. Hardy on foot and Lieb, Freddy with a Manta. Hardy almost dead, left to 15 health points, and the corner is down. Lieb gets the corner node down wave. Meanwhile, Fat is almost in the range of getting the center node back up. Come on, guys. Note, the cores are draining almost at the equal amount of pace because both teams have only two nodes, one node and two nodes up. It's 72 against 79.